This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday the United States is on pace to complete evacuation operations from Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline. In televised comments from the White House, Biden said the United States has now evacuated more than 70,000 U.S. citizens and Afghans from Afghanistan since August 14th. 12,000 of those were moved out Tuesday alone. Biden said he discussed the evacuation efforts earlier Tuesday with leaders from the G7 allies, a group of the world's largest economies. He said so far the Taliban has cooperated with the evacuation efforts, but he said that cooperation is tenuous. And with each day of operations on the ground, there is added risk to U.S. troops. The president said completion of the mission by August 31st depends on continued coordination with the Taliban, including continued access to the airport for evacuees. At Tuesday's daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said evacuations of Americans and others who aided the U.S. effort in Afghanistan will likely end before August 31st to give the military time to remove its own troops. The White House COVID-19 response team reported Tuesday there's been considerable progress in the past month on vaccinating the country's least vaccinated populations. White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters that more than 6 million vaccinations were delivered last week. That's the highest weekly total since the beginning of July. He said three of the past 7 days had rates of more than 1 million vaccinations per day. It's the first time that's happened since June. Zients said the greatest increases in vaccinations came in the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that former Mexican drug cartel leader Eduardo Arellano Felix was handed over by the United States to Mexico on Monday to face criminal charges, including organized crime, after serving time in a U.S. federal prison in Pennsylvania. The Mexican Army and the Attorney General's Office, known as the FGR, accepted the drug kingpin at a border crossing near Brownsville, Texas, and transferred him to a maximum security prison in Mexico. The United States indicted Arellano Felix in 2003 on drug smuggling and money laundering charges and had offered a reward of up to $5 million for his capture. He was captured by Mexican security forces after a shootout in the violent border city of Tijuana in 2008. At the height of its power, the Arellano Felix cartel smuggled hundreds of millions of dollars in narcotics. The organization continues to operate thanks to alliances with other powerful cartels. Minutes of a high-level meeting in Brazil indicate that Brazil's state governors are concerned about military police turning out in support of President Jair Bolsonaro in an upcoming march, as the far-right former army captain continues to sow doubt about next year's presidential election. Active-duty military police are prohibited from making political demonstrations, but many are expected to show up at September 7th marches in support of Bolsonaro. Of Brazil's 27 governors, 25 at Monday's meeting signed the minutes, expressing concern about the high level of support for the president among the country's roughly 500,000 military police. Bolsonaro is trailing former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in most opinion polls for next year's election. Critics say he hopes to marshal the support of the military police ahead of that election, and there is growing concern in Brazil about what role the armed forces and state police could play if Bolsonaro were to reject the election results. A legendary member of a legendary rock band, Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, died Tuesday at the age of 80. He had played with the Stones for nearly 60 years. A spokesman for Watts said he died peacefully, surrounded by family, in a London hospital. Earlier this year, it was announced he would not take part on the Rolling Stones 2021 tour because of an undisclosed illness. Up until then, he had played on all of the band's global tours and each of their 30 albums. Born in London in 1941, Watts started playing drums in London's rhythm and blues clubs in the early 1960s before joining forces with Brian Jones, Mick Jagger, and Keith Richards in 1963. They went on to break records with multi-million dollar global tours. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.